Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Christ is coming, amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming, amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Savior coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. Savior coming very soon, my Lord. Coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming, amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon, hallelujah. Christ is coming, amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon, hallelujah. Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Savior coming very soon, my Lord coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming, amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming, amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon, Savior coming very soon. My Lord coming very soon, coming very soon. Coming very soon, Jesus coming very soon. Savior coming very soon, Jesus coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Jesus is Lord over the whole world. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah had the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. Isaiah had the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. Anywhere, send me. Anytime, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. Isaiah, the voice of the Lord. And he said, here am I, send me. Anywhere, send me. Anytime, send me. Isaiah, the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. Isaiah, the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. Anywhere, send me. Anytime, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me anywhere, send me anytime, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. Anywhere, send me, anytime, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. Anywhere, send me, anytime, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. The Lord has something to say. The Lord has something to say. Listen, listen, pay close attention, for the Lord has something to say. The Lord has something to say. The Lord has something to say. Listen, listen, pay close attention, for the Lord has something to say. Fall aside, love, they pray. This man, the Holy Ghost came down. Fall aside, love, they pray, they pray, they pray, they sang. The Holy Ghost came down. Fall aside, love, they pray, they pray, they pray, they sang. The Holy Ghost came down, Father Zion, they prayed after praying, they sang, after singing. The Ghost came down, Father Zion, they prayed, they prayed, they prayed, they sang, they sang, they sang. The Holy Ghost came down, Father Zion, they prayed after praying, they sang. The Holy Ghost came down, Paul and Silas, they pray. They sang, they sang, they sang. The Holy Ghost came down. In the word of God, there is power, there is in the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. In the word of God, there is healing, there is anointing. In the name of Jesus, every name of God. In the word of God, there is power. In the name of Jesus. In the word of God, there is miracle. In the name of Jesus, every name is bound. In the word of God, there is power, there is anointing. In the name of Jesus, every name is bound. We plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood, Jesus. I am covered in the blood. We are covered in the blood, the blood. Are you covered in the blood, the blood? We are covered in the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood. Blood of Jesus, I plead the blood, the blood. I plead the blood of blood. We are covered in the blood of blood. Are you covered in the blood of blood? Jesus, we are covered by the blood. We are covered in the blood of blood. Are you covered in the blood of blood of Jesus? I see the Lord. I see the Lord. He's high lifted up and his glory filled the temple. He's high and lifted up and his grace filled the temple. The angels cried holy. The angels cried holy. The angel cried holy to the Lord. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. Do you see the Lord? I hear the Lord. He's highly lifted up and his glory filled the temple. He's highly lifted up and his praise filled the temple. The angel cried holy. The angel cried holy. The angel cried holy to the Lord. The angel cried holy. The angel cried holy. The angel cried holy to the Lord. The Lion of Judah has broken every chain. He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every chain. He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every chain. He has given us a victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every chain. He has given you the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given you the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every chain. He has given you the victory again and again. Worthy, you are Lordy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are worthy, worthy, you are worthy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, I worship you. Jesus, you are Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you are Jesus. Jesus, you are Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, I worship you. Let thy living water flow by my soul. A family Savior that has troubled my mind. All my cares are burdened unto you. I rule, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let us sing to the Father, 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 Father. Let us sing to the Spirit, 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 Spirit. Let's sing to Jesus, 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 Jesus. Let's sing to the Spirit, 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 Spirit. Let's sing to the Father, 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 Father. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. We thank the Lord, we thank the Lord, we thank the Jehovah Almighty. We praise you, Lord, we worship you, Lord. We praise you, Jehovah Almighty. We worship you, Lord, we glorify you. We adore you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jehovah Almighty. We glorify your name. We adore you, Lord. We worship you, Jehovah Almighty. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jehovah Almighty. We are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, we are grateful, oh Lord. For what you have done for us, we are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord, I am grateful, Lord, I am grateful. Oh Lord, for all you have done in our life, hallelujah, we are grateful, oh God, we are grateful, Lord. Are you grateful unto God? Are you grateful? Are you grateful to the Lord? For all he has done in your life, are you grateful to God? We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful to our God. Are you grateful, Lord? Are you grateful to him? For all he has done in your life. Hallelujah. Are you grateful, oh Lord? I am grateful, Lord. I am grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. For all you have done in our life, hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, today. You are the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Love, the Everlasting Father. We welcome you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, take absolute control. God, let it be you today, ministering to every one of us by your Spirit. God, speak your word. for your servant hear it. Yes, Lord, speak your word to your people today, your word of life, your word of salvation, your word of healing, your word of deliverance, your word of blessing. Yes, Lord Jesus, speak your word today and let your word go forth and bring salvation to the lost, healing to the sick, deliverance to the captive, life to those that are dead. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. By your Spirit, have your way. Oh, Lord, have your way. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all welcome to the Hour of Miracles radio and TV ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Lanham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Hallelujah. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. We thank God for what he has been doing in the lives of everyone. And we can see that the devil wants to bring trouble to this world. With all the things that are happening, you can see, you know, but what I really didn't like is one man is bringing problems to the whole world, and that is not fair. Just one man bringing problems to the whole world. And he calls himself the Russian President Putin. We pray he will stop all this evil and nonsense. You know, this is not the will of God. That's not what it should be. It should be a man of peace, not a man of trouble. We pray, we sympathize with our brethren in Ukraine, and we say, God be with you and protect you and guide you. The devil is going to be the loser at the end of it all. Many people try to do all these things that I'm saying, and Adolf Hitler and all the rest of them, you know, trying to usurp authority, but they always end up very badly. They die and leave all these things. You know, this is not the way it should be. Jesus came to give us peace and rest of mind, see? And that peace, no devil is going to take it from us. In the name of Jesus Christ, when Jesus was born, he said, peace of earth, goodwill to all men. That's what it should be, you know? But the devil enters people at times using them to create confusion left and right. We know that at the end of it, God is going to be glorified. The devil is going to be put to shame in this very thing. And the name of Jesus shall be lifted high. We pray for our brother, Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. God continue to anoint you. And they anoint you to defeat your Goliath. Every Goliath shall be defeated. In the name of Jesus Christ, they may appear to be winning, but at the end of it, all these people are going to be flushed away. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is sovereign and supreme, and is all authority. Yes, hallelujah. Today, I'm led to share with us on the topic, hear ye the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Most High God. Is what we should be listening to. There is so much trouble in the world today because people are not listening to God's voice. You know, and it all began in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve, they listened to the devil. God had just finished speaking with Adam and Eve. And then in Genesis chapter 3, the devil came as a subtle, you know, deceiver. And then he spoke another word to Adam and Eve, eat the fruit, eat everything and do this and do that, and they obeyed that voice, and that was how trouble started in the whole world today. You know, the voices we hear matter. There are voices everywhere. The voice of man, the voice of the people, the voice of Satan, the voice, there are so many voices speaking. But there's only one voice that should speak to you, the voice of God, the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice of Jesus should speak to you. The devil should not speak to you, because when the devil speaks to you, it's misleading you, it's misguiding you, misdirecting you. You don't need Satan to speak to you, not at all. And all these voices are speaking. Who shall we listen to? Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am saved. His report says, I am free. His report says, victory. Oh, yes, whose report shall we listen to? Isaiah 53, verse 1. Whose report, whose word shall we listen? Whose word shall we hear? His report, the report of the Lord Jesus Christ, is what we should be hearing, the report of God, because there are so many voices. The other day in Virginia Tech, a young boy took his pistol and he went and shot down fellow students, Virginia Tech, right here in Virginia, and shot fellow students to death. And then there was an investigation. They were probing the matter. And as they were probing the matter, they find out that the boy was hearing voices. He has been listening to voices. Voices have been speaking to him. The young boy said the voices that were speaking to him, they were telling him to go and kill people, go and shoot people, go and destroy people. These voices, they were speaking to that boy. And he obeyed those voices, and then he took his gun and went and shot fellow students to death. See, a lot of voices speaking. But whose voice should we listen to? Our text is taken from Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14. It says, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and to do all that he asks you to do, then you shall have all these blessings mentioned in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 to 14. All these blessings shall be yours if you will hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. See, Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14. There's only one condition for you to receive all the blessings in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 to 14. Just hearken to the voice of the, listen to the voice of the Lord. And then observe to do all that is written therein. And then you shall have all these blessings, you know, all are mentioned in between Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 to 14. All those blessings are there, you know. And then in verse 15, it now says, but if you will disobey the voice of the Lord, if you will not do what God wants you to do, if you will not do the will of God, then the curses, and then all the problems, and then all the troubles to begin to fall on such a one. But I pray today that we will not listen to the devil, we will not listen to demons, we will not listen to anybody. We shall listen to the voice of the Lord our God. We shall listen to Jesus. We shall listen to the Holy Spirit. We shall listen to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. We shall listen. And when we observe to do all that is written in the law, then all these blessings will follow us and overtake us. You know, And so we're talking about listening to the voice of God. Which voice are you listening to? There are so many voices. Oh, yes. You go to some haunted homes. You go to some homes where the people are haunted, haunted homes. You hear voices speaking inside that house, and you will not be able to find the person who is speaking. Haunted homes. I think I've been to such a place before. Haunted homes. Evil spirits invade those homes and those houses, and the evil spirits are speaking, demons. They are speaking. Sometimes they say that these are people who have died before. They manipulate our spirits, and they are the ones doing all these things. No, it may not be. I think it's demons, it's evil spirits moving about, taking home to the bar, but they will not find us in the name of Jesus Christ. So the voices are speaking. Which voice are you going to obey? Oh, yeah, these voices are so many. Oh, when you sleep in the night, you're going to hear something. When you are walking by the roadside, you're going to hear something. Even you hear things in your mind. Your mind is the battleground. Your mind, your heart. And the devil is speaking from this side. The Holy Spirit is speaking from this side. And this is what happens all the time. Now, to whom you yield yourself, servants to be, his servants ye are. That's what the word says. To whom you yield yourself, servants obey, his servants, Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Whosoever you will yield to, that is the one that will rule over you, and that is the voice that will lead you. But thank God, we're not going to be listening to Satan and the demon. We're going to be listening to Jesus. We're going to be listening to the Holy Spirit. We're going to be listening to the voice of the Lord. One day we were talking about temptation, and then we talked about Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, where Jesus was tempted. Jesus was tempted by the devil. The devil came and began to tempt Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. The devil began to speak to Jesus Christ. Jesus, you are the Son of God. You have power. You can do anything. Why not turn these stones to bread so that you can eat? Jesus, the devil was tempting Jesus Christ. Tempting Jesus Christ with all kind of stuff. And Jesus knew what to do. As he was hearing that word, Jesus pulled out the trigger. It is written, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And the devil ran away. The devil ran away and came back again with another temptation. He was talking to Jesus. Jesus, why don't he jump down from the pinnacle? If he jumped down from the pinnacle, then the Satan quoted the word of God. Can you imagine? Satan is quoting the word of God. Even Satan knows the Bible. He even quotes the word of God. You know, Matthew chapter 4, he said, it is written, God will give his angels charge over thee. You will not dash your foot against his tongue. And then Jesus pulled the trigger once again. Said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You shall not tempt the Lord thy God. Why will you tempt God? You don't have to tempt God. He is omnipresent, omnipotent. And you can't tempt me. You can't tempt. You don't tempt God. You don't do things that you are not supposed to be doing. And the devil ran away. And the devil came back again a third time. He's a stubborn devil. You know, stubborn Satan, stubborn demon. And then he spoke another word. He said, bow down and worship me, and I will give you the whole world. Jesus said, you shall not bow down to any graven image. You shall not bow down to anything, but we bow down to God Almighty. We bow down to the Holy Spirit. We bow down to God the Father. We bow down to the Almighty. We don't bow down to any other thing. You know, Jesus used the word of God to overcome the voice of the devil. The voice of the devil will always come to you, you know, speaking to you, trying to turn you around. Let nobody turn you around. Turn you around. Turn you around. Let nobody turn you around. Let nobody turn you around. The devil is seeking whom to devour, but he will not find you because the blood of Jesus covers you. The blood of Jesus covers your family. The blood of Jesus is our covering. The arrow that flyeth by day shall not reach us, neither shall the terrors that moveth by night. In the name of Jesus Christ, hold up our standard. How do you overcome this evil voice? You use the word of God. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God cuffs the devil and he runs away. And the angels came and ministered to Jesus. What voice are you hearing today? What kind of strange voices? Voices that tells you, go and do evil. Go and do things. You know, evil voices, they will be speaking to you in your dreams. As you move around, the voice you are hearing, they are not the voice of God. Then Solomon said, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. That's the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10 to 12 says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. The devil will want to entice you to do evil, trying to lure you. You are hearing a voice pulling you away from God. Hearing a voice telling you something that does not agree with the word of God. A voice that is not authorized by God. I was watching news, was it yesterday or today? I was listening to this same Confucianist man in Russia. He gathered his people and he was telling them all kind of fables. In the stadium, he took a microphone. He was talking. I said, this Satan has come again, deceiving the people of Russia. Deceiving the people of Russia. You know, telling them stupid things, foolish things that they don't need to hear. People of Russia, don't allow the devil to be your president. You got to send them back. Save those people away from your country. You don't need them. Yes, the demon cannot be your president. God is going to give Russia a president that shall bring peace to the whole world. Oh, yes, Russia, you have no president yet. Demons are speaking to people, confusing people in that Russia, and then they deceive you to go and die. They go to war, and they are killing all of you. And then you say you have it. What type of president is that? Come on, send them away from that place. Pull them out. Vote them out. Overthrow them. Topple their government. Send them packing. You don't need those people. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Peace in the whole world. We don't need confusionary people who turn the world upside down, you know, representations of Satan, killing people in Ukraine. It's not your mission. God did not create you to come into this world to kill people. God created you to serve, to love, to be friendly. You are not here to fight wars. God did not create you to fight wars. So these are evil voices we hear every day. People telling you to go and fight. They give you equipment. Say, go to Ukraine and kill all the people there. That is not the voice of God. The voice of God did not tell you to go to Ukraine and kill the people there. That is the voice of Satan. The devil came to steal, to kill and to destroy, but Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. How dare you listen to the Satan and you obey the Satan? Eh? The Satan tell you, go and fight. He give you jet bomber, jet fighter. They give you missiles. Go and throw them in Ukraine so that everybody will die. You know, that is the voice of Satan. You don't need to listen to that voice. That is the voice of the devil. The devil is speaking to you to go and kill people, to go and destroy, because the devil himself, he came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. You know, the word of the devil is not what you must listen to. The word of the devil is the opposite of the word of God. The word of Satan is the opposite of God's word. That's how you know that Satan is speaking. What you are hearing, if it does not agree with the word of God, then just push it away. Just throw it away. You don't need to hear something that is contrary to the word of God. When you hear a voice, and what the voice is saying is contrary to the word of God, then just dispose, you don't need to hear that voice again. You know, the voice, if a voice is telling me that I should go to Ukraine and shoot people to death and kill people and bomb schools, bomb children, bomb the nation of Ukraine, if a voice is telling me, somebody is telling me to do that, would I obey? I'm not going to obey that. That's not the voice of God. God said, thou shalt not kill. Oh, yes, the law of God says, thou shalt not kill. So how come you are telling me to go and kill people in Ukraine? That's not my job. That's not my business. That's not my ministry. I was born to love people, to help people, to minister to people, to be a blessing to mankind. I was not created to be pushed around. See, this is very important. The voices you hear every day, the people you listen to, is very important. You hear God speak to you through his word. God is a God of love and peace and joy. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of peace and joy and love. How dare you fight and kill and destroy and you think that is the kingdom of God? That's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of the devil is speaking to people. And no one should obey those voices. You don't need to hear Satan telling you what to do. You're not going to tell me what to do. No, you didn't create me to this world. You didn't make me. You didn't bring me to this world. Why will you tell me what to do? You know, I need to hear from my God. God needs to speak to me. What is God saying? God is saying, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is God saying? God is saying, pray for the sick and the needy. What is God saying to me? God is saying, worship me and praise me and adore me. What is God saying? God is saying, love your neighbor as yourself. See? So God is speaking, then why are we not listening to God? Why are we living the God we are serving? To listen to the devil is a bad devil. He has come to lead you to hellfire. There is a way that seemeth right unto you, but the end is destruction. You know, the still small voice is mentioned in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. The still small voice. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. There are all kinds of voices. There is a loud noise. And you think that is the voice of God. There was another noise. And you thought that was the voice of God. And then there is a still small voice. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. The still small voice. That voice does not push, does not compel you, does not force you. That voice does not dictate. See, dictators are all over the place. Dictators, they dictate to people. These are selfish and greedy men who call themselves presidents of nations. And devil is using many of them to confuse people and lead people astray. Dictators, their voices are very loud. They talk, they force people, they compel people, they push people around. They are manipulating people, using them to gain their wealth and their riches. And he tells me, you are worth $200 billion. That money is taken from you now. That money does not belong to you anymore. Oh, yes, all your wealth and riches have been frozen because you are not doing the will of God. You are serving Satan. And how did it come about this? Each time somebody is rich, they want to think about going to war. That is not the reason why God blessed you. The reason why God blessed you is to help humanity, to help people, minister to those in need. Jesus came to heal, to save, to deliver, to bless. Jesus fed 4,000 people, and then on another occasion, the same Jesus fed another 5,000 people. That's what it is. Your wealth should be used to help the homeless people, the poor people, the needy people. Your riches and your wealth should be helping people that are in need. How come your own wealth is to fight war? And you see those war equipment are very expensive. The jet bomber, the jet fighter, and then this is a missile, and then this is submarine, and then this is tanks. These are tanks. And then robots. And then so many equipment now, they now have everywhere. They cost billions of dollars to have those equipment. And what are they going to use it for? They just want to go and kill people. Is that the voice of God? That's not the voice of God. If you want to know how you want to use your wealth and your riches should be used to help humanity. A lot of people are homeless all over the world. A lot of people, they don't have food to eat all over the world. A lot of people don't have clothes to wear all over the world. A lot of people don't have anything. They are poor people all over the world. Why don't you help them? You gather billions upon billions upon millions upon millions of dollars and money and euro money and pound sterling, gather money, gather wealth and riches, and all that you are doing is to go and buy equipment for war. And you want to go and kill, you want to go and destroy, you want to go and shoot, you want to go and destroy, and all this. This is not God's voice. That is not God. God is not speaking to such people. Those monies should be used to help poor people all over the world. Those wealth and riches should be used to help the nation. A president will divert all the money of the country and put it in his own pocket. And then be using it to fight war. Fight war. That's not the purpose of riches. Riches is to minister to the needy, to help the poor, and to help those who are in need. You know, that's what it should be. That's what it should be. But I see Satan have possessed a lot of people. The devil, the demons have possessed a lot of people and using them to create confusion, to cause trouble, to cause evil. And they are happy. They are happy that people are crying. They are happy that people are not. They are happy that people are dying. They are happy. They forgot that judgment day is coming. Bible says every one of us shall stand before God. Each of us shall stand before God, and you shall give account of your life. you shall render account of your life unto God. What will you tell God? When you leave this earth, you have died. Definitely you will die. Oh, yes, it is appointed unto man once to die, after that, judgment. Your real life begins after you die. Oh, yes, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. So if you live in this world, maybe 100 years, but I learned some people live for 130, 135, or 140 years. I've been seeing those in the news. But let's say you live for 150 years, and then you die. What are you going to thank God? You want to go and thank God that you kill people? because you shall give account of yourself unto God, whose name was not found in the book of life, will be cast into the lake of fire, which burned with brimstone. And when you leave this earth, and your spirit reports to heaven, and your name will not be found in the book of life, because say, whose name shall not be found in the book of life, shall be cast into the lake of fire, which burned with brimstone. Because you are a murderer. Revelation 21 verse 8, it says, all murderers, all warmongers, all evildoers, wicked people, oppressors, dictators, all the wicked people of this earth, with their wickedness, they don't love their neighbor as themselves. They shall die in hellfire, they shall be burning in hellfire because of their evil, murderers, killing people and shooting and destruction of lives and property. Revelation 21 verse 8. All womongers and adulterers and fornicators and all the evil people, they shall die in hellfire. The fire will be burning 24/7. The worms diet not, and the worms will be eating you up. And then you are in that fire. The fire will be burning continually for millions of years and millions of years, billions of years, because you are a murderer. You came into this world to kill people. And all you did was to amass wealth. You amount wealth to yourself so that you can go and buy jet bombers. You go and buy jet fighters. You go and buy submarines. You go and buy drones and buy all the wicked equipment of this world. And then you start killing human beings all over the place. And you thought that is what God created. God did not create you to be a murderer. God created you to love people. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. That is the purpose of God for your life. The whole purpose of man of earth is to serve God and keep his commandments. That is the real purpose of God for your life. Our prayer today is that you will start listening to the voice of God, listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, follow what God is saying, do what God is saying to you, and you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. We are glad to have the woman of God, Pastor Vanessa Ali. You're welcome.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to give us some praise and worship or whatever, and then share some word of God with us. Over to you, woman of God.
Okay, praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. And we just thank the Lord today for his mercy, for his goodness.
Yes.
And I just thank the Lord because he's faithful. He's a faithful
yes.
God. Let me just wait one second. Hold on a minute.
I believe in miracles.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, the electricity, I'm trying to make the... Okay, there we are. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, you can hear now. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continue to be in my mouth. You know, I love this song because it reminds me of who God is, and God is great, and he's worthy to be praised. So I'm going to minister in music, how great is our God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I believe in miracles, I believe.
The splendor of a king.
Oh, yes.
Golden majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. All the earth is he wraps himself in light, in darkness crying high, trembles at his voice, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, in time is there. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The God that three and one, he's the Father to his Son, the Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Tomorrow will be how great is our God. Great is our God.
There's no one like you, Lord. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Glory to God, and there's none like you. We lift you up today. We magnify you because you are a great God.
Great God. Name above all names. Worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. He's the name above all names, worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God.
How great, yes, Lord.
You're greater than Satan. You're greater than anything, yes. Any leader in this world, Lord. There's none like thee. You are a great king, the king of the universe. Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. No one'll see how great is our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How great is our God. There is no one greater than him. Hallelujah. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. You know, people look up to other people, but you know, these people have to look up to God. Yes. Keep looking up. Don't look to man, but look to the King of kings. Look to the Lord of lords. Look to the creator of the universe, the one who holds the power, hallelujah, of the world in his hand. You know, some people, they want power so bad that they would kill millions of people just to get power. But there's a creator who holds the power of this world in his hands. And that's the one that we're singing about today. How great is our God. People make gods of lots of things. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God is a good God, and he's worthy of all the praise, worthy of all the honor, worthy of all the glory, and there's none like him. And I want to sing that song. There is none like thee, Lord. Hallelujah. None like thee, O God. None like thee, Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, there is none like thee. And I know that you've done it before, and you'll do it again. I just praise your holy name. Whatever you believe in God for, just know he's a promise keeper, and he will do it again. He did it before. And he will do it again. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Work a miracle again, Lord. Do it again in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Do it again for your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Walking around these walls, I thought by now I'm born. But you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle won. But you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness. You're still in my heart. This is my confidence. I know the night won't last.
Oh, yes.
No words will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're still alive. Keep me in your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my comfort. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my comfort. You never failed. You've never failed me yet.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I never will forget.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
You never fail me yet. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, he's a way maker, miracle worker, faithful God. He never fails us. He always comes to me. People will fail. God never fails. Amen. He's faithful.
Yes.
He's never failed me yet. He did it once. He will do it again. Because he's a God that can do anything. Just have faith and just trust him. But you know, the key is to have God in our lives and use the power that is within us. You know, God gave us an anointing, and we have to use that anointing. A lot of people want God to do things for them, but God said it is finished. So it's up to us. He gave us and given us all the equipment that we need to do the work here on the earth. And all we have to do is just walk into the anointing of God and watch and see God do great miracles in our lives. Amen? He has done great things. You know, the little song, he has done great things.
He has done great things.
He has done
Of my voice, just sing the chorus with me.
and sing it like you believe that God is going to do a great miracle in your life. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way, or you don't know where you can get the money to pay that bill, or you don't know how you're going to get well. When you don't know how it's going to turn out, you better believe and take God at his word. Because he'll make a road when there is no road. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a way maker, miracle worker. Let's be real.
Yes, you have many years.
Way.
Yes, Lord. You made a way for us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. He's a faithful God. He's a miracle worker. He's a way maker.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We just bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Just breathe on us right now, Holy Spirit. Have your way, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Let us rise on eagle's wings in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Here I am
all my life.
where there's not a lot of interruption. And he will listen to hear what his Father has to say. And God has not changed. He's still the same today like he was yesterday and will be tomorrow. He said he's not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he would change his mind. If he said it, he will do it. God still speaks to his people today. The question is, are you listening, huh, to the voice of the Lord, glory to God? God
yes.
wants to say something to you, but you have to have ears. Jesus said, let those who have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. You see,
yes.
the Bible says that God is a spirit, huh? And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The truth is the word of God. We are spirit beings. And we're going to hear from God. We want to hear it deep in our spirit. God speaks to us through his word. That's why it's so important to get the Bible, pick it up on a daily basis and get in there and read it. The Bible says, my people, they perish for lack of knowledge. You know,
yeah.
when you don't know something, you can get in a lot of trouble. But knowledge is power. So we got to learn to read the word of God on a daily basis, just like we eat on a daily basis. Read the word because God speaks through us, through his word. So many times I had questions in my mind about certain things in my life. And as I was reading the word of God, that question was answered. The Holy Spirit revealed the answer that I was believing God for and thinking about through his word. God speaks to us through his word. God also speaks to us through circumstances. Things will just happen and you'll know without a shadow of a doubt, oh, that was God. He said this and he'll say that. And sometimes little things just come up and you'll know without a shadow of a doubt in your spirit, that's God. That's God showing you the answer. He'll speak through circumstances. He'll speak through prophets. In the Bible, throughout the whole Bible, God used other men to speak to his people. The Bible says that I raised up prophets. So we have to be obedient and listen.
Yeah.
He said, if you listen to a prophet, and you listen to the prophet, you'll be successful. Obey his words. You know, Jeremiah was telling the people of Israel what God was going to do, but they didn't listen. Noah was telling the people in his time that there was going to rain. They didn't listen. Moses was telling Pharaoh, let the people go, but he didn't listen. God used prophets throughout the Bible to speak to his people. The question is, are you listening? It's not God is not talking. God is the same God. He has not changed. He's still talking, but are you listening? And the enemy tries his best to get us so busy in doing everything else but being still. God didn't say, be still. He said, be still. Be still, not do still. You can't do still. You got to be still. God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And he's a still, that still small voice will speak to us when we get to a place where we can just meditate on the word. Meditate. Sit in his presence. And sometimes you feel like you're wasting time. You're not doing anything because we're not talking. We're not doing anything. We're just sitting. But that's time when God will just reveal himself to us. You can sit there sometimes for hours and not hear anything. But don't feel like you wasted your time just sitting there. You are being still. You're doing what the word of God says, being still and knowing that he's God. Yes, Lord, I know you here with me. I know I may not see you because you're not a flesh that I can't see you, but I know that you're here with me because you are Emmanuel. You told me God is with me. You said I'll never leave you and I'll never forget you, but I'll be with you always, even until the end of time. So I know you're here, Lord, and I'm here obedient to your word. I'm being still, and I'm waiting on you. But David said, wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, for he shall strengthen thine heart. The Bible says, David, in the Bible says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. You know, we're in a hurry. This is a microwave society. We want to hurry everything. We want God to answer right away. You know, you can't get pregnant today and have a baby tomorrow. It takes some time. It's called seed, time, and harvest. There's a seed planted in your body. Over a period of time, it's going to bring forth a little baby girl or a little baby boy. Seed, time, and harvest. When we pray and we're asking, we're seeking God and listening for God to answer us, we have to be patient. patience. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, and wait on the Lord, because we know in the right season, in the right time, it's going to happen. You know, when the prophet came to Abraham and told him he was going to have a baby, this time next year, there's a season, there's a time that God has already predestined for your miracle. And you just need to sit still, be still. And I love the part where it says, and know. That's the confidence when you know something. You know, a woman knows after she's gone to the doctor and he's testing her, she knows. Nobody can tell her she's not pregnant. Oh, yes, I'm pregnant. She knows it for a shadow of a doubt. You got to know when God birthed something inside of you. You got to know without a shadow of doubt that God. That's from God. That's God gave you this. You know, a lot of people who've gone into ministry, they've been discouraged because nobody ordained them and nobody, they weren't under anyone. But you don't have to be under anyone but Jesus. He's the author and he's the finisher of the faith. He's the head, hallelujah, of the church. And so we got to listen to God versus listening to people. Jesus said it's better to obey God than obey man. Put your confidence. That's where it says be still and know. Have confidence in God. Know that what he said is true. His promises will not return to him void. We got to be still. We got to take time out of our busy schedule. I didn't say make time. I said take time. So you make time for whatever you want. Take the time that you need. Spend it with the Lord. Get in his presence because he has something to say to each and every one of us on a daily basis. You know, if you're in the house with your spouse, your husband or wife, and you don't talk to them, you lose that relationship. So in order to keep that relationship going with God, we got to be speaking to him on a daily, continuous basis. That's how we know each other. When someone calls you right now, a stranger calls you, you may not know who it is because you don't talk to them on a regular basis. But when you talk to someone on a regular basis, when they call you, you know who it is. So we always in the presence of God, when we're spending time with the Lord, we begin to hear his voice and we begin to recognize his voice. Sometimes people call me and I say, oh, hey, how you doing? Such and such and such. I know their name because I have a relationship. We talk all the time. I know their voice. It's the same thing with God. We got to know the voice of God by spending time with him. And the devil is a deceiver. And he's going to try to make you think God said this and God said that. But you got to base everything on the word of God because God's word is the truth. Amen? And so that's what I believe about God speaking to his people. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We got that. Hallelujah. We're talking about the voice of God. You know, there are so many voices. The prophet Jonah had the voice of God, the book of Jonah, chapter 1, 2, 3. Jonah did not obey the voice of God. And so he went on his own and started having issues and problems until the big fish swallowed him and brought him to the shores of Nineveh before he prophesied. The voice, are you listening to God? God is speaking. God wants to speak to you. Are you hearing him? In Acts of Apostles chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, Acts 13, the believers were worshiping God and praising God, and the Holy Spirit said, "Separate from me Barabbas and Paul for a mission that was going to send them." See, when you listen to the Holy Spirit, you listen to God, you listen to the voice of God, the voice of God is ever ready to speak to you, to give you instructions, to tell you what to do, to lead you, to guide you, to direct you, but you need to follow. You need to follow what God is saying. You need to do what God is saying to you. You need to hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God so that all these blessings in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14 will be there for you. Say, my sheep hear my voice. That's John chapter 10, verse 4 to 5. Then John's Gospel chapter 10, from verse 4 to 5, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. If you are a sheep of Jesus Christ, you will hear the voice of the Lord. How do you hear the voice of the Lord? You put things in your mind. He will put impressions. He will talk to you in the spirit. You know, he will put ideas in your heart. He will put something impressions on your heart. And he speaks to you in various ways. God speaks in various ways. Circumstances can determine the voice of God. What you are seeing around you can determine the voice of God. And when you hear the voice of the Lord, you need to obey that voice. It's not enough to just hear the voice of the Lord. Abraham obeyed. God told Abraham, Abraham, take your son, your only son, and sacrifice him for me. Abraham never disobeyed. He took up his son, Isaac, and went to Mount Moriah, and he was ready to sacrifice his son. He obeyed God to the letter. And God said, son, stop. I've tested you. You have obeyed. In your heart, you have offered Isaac. Now I can bless you now. And then God blessed Abraham. You know, I hear a lot of people sing, Abraham blesses our mind. Abraham blesses our mind. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed right now. Abraham blesses our mind. You don't just get Abraham's blessings. I would rather have that song this way. Abraham, obedience is mine. Abraham, obedience is mine. I obey in the morning. I obey in the evening. Abraham's obedience is mine. It was Abraham's obedience that brought Abraham's blessing. You see, because many times, people talk about Abraham's blessings. Abraham blesses our mind. Okay, it was Abraham's obedience. He obeyed the voice of God. He heard the voice of God very clearly. And he obeyed. When he obeyed the voice of God, God now released blessings upon Abraham to his children and to his children's children. You know, are you obeying that voice, the voice of God, the inner voice that comes from the Spirit? Do you do what the Lord is saying to you? Do you obey God's voice? Now, there are two ways. If you don't obey the voice of God, then you're going to obey the voice of Satan. Because the voice of Satan, the loud voice, noise, you know, compelling you, pushing you around, you know, dictating, you know, always telling you what to do, always pushing you, always the voice of Satan is in a hurry. But the voice of God is the still small voice. It puts impressions in your heart. It ministers to you, communicates to you on the inside. My prayer today is, may we obey that voice of God. It's not enough to just hear the voice of God. We need to do what God is saying. We need to obey what God is saying. We need to follow that voice and practice what the word is saying. Bible says, test every spirit, whether it be of God, because there are so many voices out there. Even right now, as we preach on radio, we preach on TV, we preach on the internet, we preach on social media, there are so many voices out there. The other day, somebody came on air and was preaching strange doctrines. He was preaching one say, always say. That's what the person was preaching. On the same media, the person was telling people that once you are saved, then you are always saved. And what he was trying to tell people is that you can be saved and then go ahead and do anything you want to do, just do anything and you go free. That's not true. Those are the voice of Satan. The voice of Satan is there to deceive you. The voice of the devil, subtle voice, came as a serpent, you know, subtle, and he's putting false doctrine, false teaching, false things in your heart, and you are listening. You don't have to listen to the devil. That's why the Apostle Paul, he warned. He said, when I leave here, others are going to come and tell you all kind of stuff. The Apostle Paul, he now said, even if an angel came from heaven to tell you something contrary to the word of God, you got to throw away those things. See, what he's trying to say is that there are so many spirits that are speaking out there. False doctrine, false teachers, false prophets, false apostles, false pastors, false evangelists, false preachers, false leaders, agents of Satan, agents of the devil, evil men and evil women, they are there. Leading people astray. Leading them astray, telling them stupid things. The other day I was reading about Osama bin Laden, how he deceived those boys to believe that if they run those planes into buildings, they will be going to heaven. They will be going to paradise. because after September 11, all these things were brought out, investigation, we were able to pull out all this information. Osama bin Laden, he deceived those boys to believe that if you run those planes into the building, you are going to paradise. And that is what he deceived them. The voice of Satan, deceiving people, deceive. There's so much deceit out there. You know, deceiving them that you are fighting a good cause. Go ahead and kill the people of Ukraine. Go ahead and bomb them. Go ahead and throw missiles on those little children of hospital. Throw missiles on hospital. Throw missiles in schools. Let them die. And then you are telling them to go and do it. That's not the voice of God. That is the voice of Satan. The devil is speaking right there. So when you hear these evil voices, you hear these dictators, you hear all these false people, false presidents, wicked presidents, murderers, calling themselves president of Russia, God is going to send them packing. They are not supposed to be there. Yes, God is going to remove them from those places. They are not supposed to be there. They are deceivers, evil voices,
yes,
satanic voices,
yes,
demonic voices. Using the people, misleading, misguiding people, misinformation, all kind of stuff. We need to throw away those nonsense. We need to hear the word of God. We need to listen to what the Spirit is saying. We need to hear what Jesus is saying through his true servants, his true ministers, his genuine ministers who are preaching the word of Christ, who are preaching the word of God, who are preaching holiness and righteousness, you know, preaching the way of salvation, the narrow way that leads to eternal life, broad is the way that leads to destruction. We need to hear the rightful word of God that comes from heaven. God is very willing to speak, but are you listening? Are you obeying? Are you doing what God is saying? Are you following the voice of God? And our prayer today is that may your ears be open, spiritually and physically, in the realm of the Spirit to hear the Almighty God speak to you. You don't need the voice of man. You don't need the voice of people. You don't need the voice of Satan. You don't need demonic leaders, demonic presidents. You don't need satanic leaders who are deceiving people. You don't need those people to talk to you, telling you to go and fight, telling you to go and kill. That's not the voice of God. The voice of God is not telling you to go and kill people. These are satanic voices, demonic voices. You need to turn around and take away those evil leaders. You don't need them. They are misleading, misdirecting people. These are confusion. Agents of Satan. We don't need to hear from them. Don't listen to them. They are not your leader.
Yes.
These are false leaders who are dictators. And God is going to punish all of them. They all die and go to hellfire because they refuse to repent and follow Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We thank God for today. The word of God has gone forth. We want to pray. I want to pray for you that God will make you to listen to him. Yes, I pray for everyone who have heard this word, that you will begin to listen to the voice of God. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Listen to Jesus. Let God speak his word into your life. You don't need to listen to devils. You don't need to listen to demons. You don't need to listen to witches and wizards. You don't need to listen to the forces of evil. You don't need to listen to false people and evil men and evil people all over. You don't need to listen to them. You need to listen to the voice of God. The word of God is the voice of God. The word of God is what you hear. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen to what God is saying. Listen to the word of God. Listen to the voice of God so that you can have eternal life, so that you can have peace and joy and love
Thank
of
you.
God. You can have rest of mind. And when you die and leave this world, you go to heaven. You go to meet Jesus. You go into the kingdom of God that is prepared for you. Jesus said, welcome, that faithful servant. I go to prepare a place for you. Let not your heart be troubled. For I, the Lord, have gone to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus has gone to prepare mansions for those who love him and serve him and worship him. Then thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy spirit. You must love your neighbor as yourself. See, somebody must hate enough to want to kill another person. It's hatred. Satan is the author of hatred and malice and jealousy and envy. The first murderer in the Bible was Cain. Cain murdered Abel out of jealousy, out of envy. See, Abel's offering was accepted. Cain's offering was rejected. That's the book of Genesis. And Cain became angry, and he went and killed Abel, his brother. And that's what is going on right now. The spirit of Cain, killers, and murderers, they are the ones now ruling and speaking to people and telling them to go ahead and kill other people, kill other fellow human beings. That's not God's voice. Those are satanic voices. And God is shutting them down in the name of Jesus. They must shut up! Shut up!
Thank you.
Shut up!
Thank you, Lord.
In the name
Thank
of Jesus.
Lord.
Let God speak to the people. Let the Spirit of God speak to the people. Let Jesus speak to the people. Let the devil be shut up! Forever.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We give him praise. We give
Thank
him
you, Lord.
Honor and adoration. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Pastor Vanessa, do you still have a song or something? Do you still have anything? We still have 10 minutes.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord. I always, you know, when people ask me, do I have anything to say, I always say yes, because God is too good not to say anything. He's been so good.
Yes.
And
yes.
I like the song, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good. Hallelujah. You know,
know, you ask people a lot of times about testimonies, they have anything to say, and that is the most time when people become mouths, like they don't want to say anything, and that's the time when we should bless the Lord. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. So this is the time when we want to give God all the praise. I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what situation you're in right now. God is good all the time. He's good and he doesn't change. And I just want to encourage every listener that's under the sound of my voice, I want you to put in your spirit, no matter what it is you're going through right now, no matter what the situation you're in right now, God is good. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And you begin to declare that and begin to decree that word. Lord, I thank you that you are good. I thank you, Lord, that you're good to me. I thank you, Lord, that you're good to me all the time. In the midst of every situation, God is good. And sometimes in our minds, in our natural minds, we can't understand, because God says his ways are not like our ways and his thoughts are not like our thoughts. But his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we can't comprehend the mind of Christ. We can't comprehend how God thinks. We just have to know for it without a shadow of doubt that he's good. And so my testimony is, and what I have to say is that God is good. In the midst of where I am right now, my situation, God is still good. I'm still going to bless his name. I'm still going to praise him. I'm living. I'm alive. I have breath. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So I'm doing that. I'm doing as the Bible tells me to do, to praise the Lord. So that's what I have to say. Bless the Lord and praise the Lord. And God is good all the time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
God,
Lord.
God is good all the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good.
The time, to the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good.
God is good. He's so good all the time.
Through the valley, there are shadows all around. Not fear his Holy Spirit. He will keep you safe and sound. God is good.
Yeah.
The valley today, if there's shadows all around, it looks so dark today, just know that God is good. God is good.
God is good.
All the time. Hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We want to pray
as the Holy Spirit leads you right now, Pastor Vanessa. Remembering our brethren, the Ukrainians, many of them are in hospitals receiving treatment. Several have died, and the devil is still out there pursuing them, trying to kill them. We pray for God to have mercy on his people. And a lot of churches and Christians have been raising support to help those people over there. Right now we are hearing that they can't get food because the Russian troops, they have blocked the gateway for them to have food. They don't even get food so easily no more, and so on and so forth. You know, these are barbaric things. Only God will stop these devils. These devils out there killing, only God can stop them for real, I tell you. What surprises me is the whole world is keeping quiet. The devil is just having a field day. So what's really going on? If no one does it, Jesus will do it. We are all right with that. If no one will do it, Jesus will do it. If no one can stop this thing, Jesus will do it. Jesus will do it too. So, Pastor Vanessa, pray as the Spirit leads you, and then I'm going to pray. We have 5 minutes more.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, Lord. Father God, I thank you according to your word. And 2 Chronicles chapter 20, just as Jehoshaphat came up against some mighty armies. Moab was a big country, a big army. Ammon was a big army. Here was there a big army. These three mighty armies came up against the armies of Israel. And Lord God, I thank you. You were with them, Lord. So I thank you right now for being with the Ukrainian people right now. You are a big God, and there's nothing impossible for you. You are a way maker. You are a miracle worker. And we're thanking you, Lord, right now for working miracles for the Ukraine people, that they will not die out, that this war would miraculously, because when Jehoshaphat said, we are too weak. Ukrainians are too weak for the Russians. But, Father, when God is in it, hallelujah. If you're on their side, Lord, whom will they fear? The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what can man do unto me. I say that with the Russians right now over Ukraine. The Lord is with the Ukrainians, and what can the Russians do to them when you're on their side, Lord? I thank you that just as you told the children of Israel, they don't have to fight this battle. I thank you that you fight the battle for Ukraine, Lord, and you stop the demonic forces of hell that's trying to kill the people, steal their land, and destroy their country, Lord. I bind those powers of darkness right now. Father, you said in your word, whatever we bound on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed. So I bind the spirit of destruction. I bind the spirit of death. I bind the spirit that's trying to operate in Ukraine right now. And I release the power of the Holy Ghost. I release God's mighty angelic forces to take control and surround that country. When those Russians come in, let them see mighty angels. Just as Elijah said, to open his servant's eye, he saw armies of God. Send armies of angels over in Ukraine, Lord, and let the armies of the Lord fight the battle for them. In the name of Jesus, Father, and I rebuke the devil right now, trying to keep this war going on, and I release powerful, mighty angels to fight for the Ukrainians right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm releasing them because you said in your word, whatever I release on it from heaven will be released in this earth. So I release those angels right now to do the work. And I thank you, Father God, that when we look at the news, there's going to be a different report. You said, whose report will we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. We know, Father God, that you're a miracle worker, and you're going to work it out for them in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father God, for having your way. And also let people see this war and let them turn to you. Let this war be a sign that we're still in the last days. People don't understand that we're in the last days. Father, this is the time that people need to turn to you. If never before, they need to see what's going on and then turn to you. Help us, Father God, to be bold as a lion and harmless as a dove as we go out and we begin to share the daily things that's going on in the world. Help us to have a testimony, Lord. Help us to be able to encourage people to turn to God, because just like these people, they didn't know a war was coming. They didn't know we were going to lose their life, Father. And I thank you right now that we don't know what's even going to happen here. Those Ukrainians didn't know that their country was going to be taken over. We don't know what's going to happen here in America, but we do know who holds the world in their hands. We know that you have this world in your hand, Lord, and we are thanking you, Father, that you're changing things around right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, we have a call from Kenya. Pastor from Kenya is with us now on air. How is this over there in Kenya, East Africa? Are the people hearing the voice of God? We're talking about the voice of God.
Yes.
Yes. So you are hearing the word of God over there too?
Yes. Yeah, very much about it.
Yeah. And are you praying for the Christians in Ukraine? Praying for them for God to protect them?
Praying for them because it is a things that has been done there.
Yeah.
Currently, it's for now, so we are praying God to carry his power of weapon so that he may defeat that devil.
Yeah. Yes, we're going to defeat that devil in the name of Jesus. Thank you, brother. Your name, Pastor Caleb, what's your name?
My name is Pastor Bishop Raphael Ondara
Ontario. Yeah, Ondara Ontario. And what part of Kenya? What part of Kenya? Are you in Nairobi or Kakamega? What part of Kenya, East Africa, are you? What part are you?
I am in Kisii County. Kisii County.
Oh, okay. That's good. And the people are listening to the voice of God over there. And the word of God is being preached over there too.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast. Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to broadcast again. I'm going to want you to join me. That will be in the evening tomorrow. We're going to be talking the Word of God again online.
Amen.
Yeah, you can join us tomorrow. But we have just finished for today. We thank God for Pastor Vanessa. She has been a great blessing. She has just ministered.
Yeah.
And we want to thank everybody who participated in this program, as many that are joining us from Facebook, Twitter, link, and they're joining us online, joining us on the phone, joining us from social media. Thank you all for participating. God bless. We have Boaz over here joining us. We still have others who online. Yes, thank you so much. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Thank you for participating. The Lord reward you. Thank you, Pastor Evangelist Vanessa Lee. God bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus, and bless your family in the name of Jesus. Next week, we're going to have this broadcast again at the same time next week. And I tell you, God is doing a new thing. There must be an answer to all these problems. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no one. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no one. Jesus is the way. Jesus, we ask you to bring answers, bring solutions to all the issues we have on earth, the problems in Ukraine, in Russia, the problems all over the world. Jesus, bring answers to all of them. Bring solutions, lasting solutions to all the issues we have today all over the world. You are the Prince of Peace. Say, peace be still to the nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God, for being with us on this broadcast. Make us to hear from you. Make us to hear your voice and hear your word,
yes.
Oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Prophet Samuel had the voice of God. He said, Lord, speak, Lord, for thy servant hear it. Yes, Lord, speak, Lord, for your people hear it. Oh, X. Yeah, the voice of the Lord. The Lord our God is one God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. God bless you all. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Now,
God bless you.
Yes.
Which part of Kenya do you have
here? Our ministry is an outreach evangelical ministry. We are mission. We do missions, but I haven't been to Kenya. But I have pastors in Kenya. Well, we are all working together. Yes.
You have come here in Kenya?
No, I've never been to Kenya. But
have you visited any church here in Kenya?
No, not really now. But we broadcast into Kenya, East Africa. Right. Yes.
Now, my humble question or request is that kindly please I am requesting you, by the mercy of God, if God will permit you to come here in Kenya and share more with us, so that we may thank God, because we are very much eager to hear your preachings and to see you, so that we may build a spiritual permanent relationship between you and us.
Yeah. Yeah.